This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gier. Today I'm speaking with Rubyliza Gaba. Rubyliza, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. Rubyliza, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am the digital asset archivist at Fossil. Aside from ingesting images and checking out metadata integrity, I also do training and troubleshoot any issues our local and global users encounter.
How does an American designer and manufacturer of clothing and accessories use digital asset management?
Our DAM is used as a centralized archival repository. It houses all of Fossil's final product images across multiple brands and product categories. Internally, it's used by multiple departments, both locally and internationally via our regional offices. Actually, Fossil's DAM is fairly young, only being launched in early 2014. So pre-DAM, it was a bit of a challenge to, you know, like locate images after they were worked on and finalized. Images were housed in like multiple locations, including internal file shares and external FTP servers. We also have a archive system where images were actually burned onto like physical like CDs and DVDs for archival purposes. And of course, this process was plagued with issues, you know, such as media being mislabeled or maybe being checked out and never returned. So now that the DAM is in place, our users simply search for the images that they need and they download them in the format that they require.
And what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with DAM?
I think the biggest challenge I've seen with the DAM system was change management. Like, I can figure out like system issues, but trying to introduce a new piece of technology to people and convincing them that this system will actually help them was a bit tough. Like, I completely understand that change is difficult sometimes. You know, people are set in their own ways. They want to continue doing something that they've been doing for a while because they know it works for them. When we were in the beginning stages of our implementation, we knew that user experience is the key to a successful DAM system. So we wanted to make sure that our DAM would be easy for anyone to use and in turn maybe ease any nervousness that they have for using a new system. So what we did, my team and I, we set up meetings with our future users to like discuss what they needed to be housed in the DAM, you know, what functionality was required around that content, what pieces of metadata needed to be captured and how and when to capture it, and also the folder structure of the system. The final result is an interface that's very sleek and a search function that's super simple to use. And we found that with the proper training, users became more comfortable using our DAM. To us, user adoption is like hugely important. So we didn't want to be too set in our own ways. We work with so many brands that are all individually unique. So if something doesn't work for a team, we're always happy to discuss like what needs to be done to provide the experience they expect from us. And then as for successes, I would have to say it's knowing that people use our system. We've been getting pretty positive responses to it. And also another success is seeing our user count grow. When we originally rolled out our DAM, it was only to a small group of users in our local offices. So now our user number is in the thousands and span a global community. It's really a great feeling to, you know, see something you've worked on so hard on just positively like impact other people's daily work processes. It's been an amazing like experience to be involved from day one, to be a part of the process and to watch our system grow into what it is today. It's increased productivity across the board, and I really look forward to the future of our DAM.
Excellent. Rubyliza, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
My advice is to network. That was like the biggest advice given to me when I was in school. So yeah, like networking is key, whether you're already a DAM professional or aspiring to be one. It's always great to talk to like others in our field. You know, you can go out to conferences, join organizations, and just meet each other face to face. Like, we have a fantastic and supportive community out there through my experiences. As for aspiring dam professionals in school, I would get involved in volunteer work or internships because to me, you can have all the education in the world, but it's that hands-on training that helps. And also it's a good step towards building a network too. Oh, and also work on that LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn, I think, is an amazing tool that not too many people are using, surprisingly. And finally, remember, like, when you do get the job, don't get discouraged if you find yourself doing things that maybe aren't always related to digital asset management. Always remember to be flexible.
Great advice. Well, thanks, Rubeliza.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be a part of your podcast.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. If you have any comments, questions about digital asset management, feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. For 150 other digital asset management podcast episodes, go to anotherdampodcast.com. Thanks again.